This is Good News Hour. And your speaker at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, bringing you another message from the Word of God. We are happy indeed to bring you a word in the gospel, and those that are saved often love it most, and those that are not saved, they need it most. So we have a word for the Lord's people and also for those that are not the Lord's. But we thank God today for the simple plan of God's salvation, and I'm going to use the Word of God at this time. I'm going to speak to us about a harvest, something that we all know a little about. I was making a broadcast just the other day and spoke of our Savior using the simplest possible words and the plainest possible terms that any boy or girl or man or woman could understand. These are some of the things that I said. He made himself as a door. Any child would understand what a door is. Then he said he made himself the way, and he made himself of no reputation, a great many things, so that he spoke our language and simple enough that any boy or girl could understand him. Now, at this time, I want to read with us from the book of Genesis, and it's going to be chapter 8, and it will be the last verse of this chapter but one. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I any more smite any more everything that I have done. Now, in the last verse of this chapter, here is a promise made after giving us the words that I just read. You see, in the preceding 7 chapters or 8 chapters of this book, we had the story of creation, then we had the story of the fall of man, and then we had the story of redemption and God bringing Adam and Eve back to himself, and then we had the story of the flood, another destruction, and so this is what he said. After that Noah came out of the ark, we have these words, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord. Now that's a place of sacrifice, and that was the way that people worshiped in the Old Testament. And the altar in the Old Testament is equivalent to the cross in the New Testament. Both of these were used as a place of sacrifices. The one where the lambs and animals died, the last one was the cross where our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus died. Now, at this time we have, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord. And then he tells us what kind of an offering he offered. He took of every clean beast. There were certain kinds of beasts God would accept and certain kinds that he would not. The clean God would accept. The unclean God would not accept. Now our Savior came without spot and he was clean every whit. And when he took our place, he fully satisfied God. When I read this in part, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. Then he said, the imaginations and the thoughts of his heart are evil from his youth. In other words, we are born sinners, and we lived in sin, and we've all enjoyed our sin, and we did not enjoy the things of God. And the speaker can speak truthfully and say, I did not love the Lord. I loved my sins, and had I been left to myself, I would have gone on in my sins. But you know, God is speaking about a harvest now. This, first of all, he uses the natural, and then as I go on, we're going into the spiritual, so that he shows us how he gathers in men and women as a harvest is gathered in. But first of all, we have the harvest promised by God, and this is to every man, woman, and child. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and we've had that ever since the beginning of creation, seed time and harvest. Now, we don't always get bountiful crops. Sometimes we have failures, but listen, in some parts of our world, they get a crop year after year. If it fails in one state, we get it in another. But anyway, God has ever and always supplied us with enough to take care of soul and body. Well, the promise was made while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Then he said cold and heat. Now, we're just into winter as yet. We're not into the summer. We're looking forward. We're now into the month of March. And we're going on, and it will soon be. We will be into summer again. Already, I have seen men out plowing. And I think I've seen out some setting out little plants. It's early as yet, but listen to this. We have the promise, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter. Coming out of the winter, coming into our summer. And then he said, we have night and day, for which we thank our God. The days we work and the nights we rest. And God has made it so. Now, that's the harvest that was promised. And then we have in the Gospel by Mark, and I read you now the words of our Savior, and this is what he said in chapter 4 and verse 28, for the earth bringeth forth the fruit of itself, first the blade, then the ear, and then the full ear of corn. That's the way things, when the seed is planted and put into the ground, well, first of all we see a little blade, and secondly then we see the ear of corn, and then we see the full-grown ear of corn on the stalk. And then, you see, beloved friends, we have these words spoken again by the Savior, and when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth forth a sickle, because the harvest is come. Now, beloved friend, the harvest is come. And let me tell you, that's the time of ingathering. And God is not specially interested just in wheat and barley that we have and we need it. That's for the body. But our Savior tells us this, and he's showing us some things that's found again in the New Testament. I point this out to you. A sower went forth to sow, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the seed that he sowed was the Word of God. And the place that it fell was in the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, and then he expects a harvest. He expects an ingathering. Well, he tells us in this chapter, the harvest is come. In the Gospel by John, chapter 4, he said, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They're white and ready to harvest. And he said to them, now don't say, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh a harvest. He said, you look on the fields now. And they are white and ready for harvest. And the Word of God tells us, the Savior said this. He said, the field is the world. And the good seed is the Word of God. And he gave a commission to his own disciples. And he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Men and women need the gospel. And we're sowing the good seed of the Word of God. Some of this will fall on your ears. And we hope and trust some of it will fall into your hearts. But again, the Savior tells us of some that fell on the ears. Then he told us some went into the heart. But then he said this, then cometh a devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Why, you say, does the devil have access to my heart? The Savior said, then cometh a devil and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And so, he's a thief, and he wants to rob you of that precious word. You see, men and women that are going to heaven, they receive the word of God. And the first epistle of Peter tells us this, and in verse 23, we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. And that word you have heard, and that word you may have rejected up until this present time, and that word you may not have fully understood. And maybe some are saying at this time, I wish I could be gathered in. Well, let me tell you, friend, there is none more anxious to have you gathered in than the Savior himself. And listen to what he said. In the Gospel by Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 28, we have these words, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the Spirit says, come. And the bride says, come. And whosoever will, let him come. Will you come to the Savior? Will you come with your poor burdened heart? Burdened by sin oppressed, lay it down at the feet of your Savior and Lord. Jesus will give you rest. He wants to gather you in today to Himself. He wants you to come to Christ and receive Him as your Savior. And if you do, this is what He promised. He could say in the Gospel by John chapter 10, "And I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. They'll be gathered in. They'll be brought into the garner. They'll be brought into the house of God. They will be brought into heaven itself." Men and women that will have the gospel, believe the gospel, receive the gospel, receive the Savior. Will you hear this? John's Gospel chapter 1 and verse 12, he said, "But as many as received Him," He's the Savior that came from heaven. He's the one that died for your sins on the cross. Will you receive Him? Oh, said someone, "I don't know how." Well, just take Him as you are. And the hymn writer said, "Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come." That is just taking God at His word. That is receiving Christ as your personal Savior. You'll have your sins forgiven. Then you'll be gathered in at the harvest. Then you'll be brought to the into the garner. You will be brought to the Savior, and then you'll have rest, sweet, happy rest, and it all comes through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ that loved you and gave Himself for you. Now, friends, we must close, and our mailing address
is 817 South 7th Street, Atchison, Kansas, and we are waiting patiently to get a line from you. Surely there are burdened hearts that would like further help in a spiritual way. Let's hear from you. Do it now.